Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the Samsung Galaxy Nexus running Ice Cream Sandwich version 4.0 Android. In this particular demonstration, I'm actually going to give you a physical description of the phone, turning the phone on, unlocking the screen, and then powering down the phone again. And of course, with Ice Cream Sandwich, I have Explore by Touch already enabled, which means I can drag my finger around the screen and then tap on specific spots that I've just heard to activate icons on the screen, which will become clear when I show you how to actually power down the phone. So first of all, let's do a physical description of the phone. I've currently got the Samsung Galaxy Nexus in my hand. And if we come to the top of the phone and come down a little bit on the face of the phone, you'll actually find a little grill, which is the speaker grill. And the rest of the front face is just the touch screen of the phone. There's no other buttons on the front face. On the left-hand side edge, about a third of the way down, you've got a volume rocker switch. Top part is volume up, bottom part is volume down. On the right-hand side edge, again about a third of the way down at the same level as the left-hand side volume rocker switch, you've got the power on button. Down the bottom edge of the actual Samsung Galaxy Nexus, on the right-hand side, you've got a 3.5mm headphone jack, and in the middle on the bottom edge, you've got a mini USB connector. If I turn the phone over, just below the top edge is the camera. The way to actually get the back off the phone is if I find the camera, again in the middle just below the top edge, and I take my fingernail up to sort of the top edge of the back side of the phone, there's a little cutout that you can stick your fingernail into, and if you pull up and back, it'll actually pull off the back of the Samsung Galaxy Nexus in order to put your SIM card in, or also to actually take the battery out if you want to really reset the phone. Okay, so let me turn it back over. I'm actually going to turn the Samsung Galaxy on by holding the power button on the right-hand side in for about 2 seconds. And you may hear in the recording, in fact, what I'll do is put it on the table, and that way you really hear it vibrate when I push the button on for about 2 seconds. So I'm going to press the button now. 1, 2. Okay, you heard it vibrate through the table. That means it's booting up. And as with all smartphones, it takes around about 15 seconds to start up to the actual start screen. So we'll just wait for a minute to start up, and then I can actually show you how to unlock the screen using Explore by Touch. We'll just give it a few more seconds. Now to unlock the screen, okay, I'm going to tap my finger to the bottom of the screen and drag up slowly with just one finger.
Tap right for unlock, left for camera.
Okay, so left to access camera, right to unlock. So I'm going to drag my finger to the right.
Device unlocked, launcher.
Okay, so I've just unlocked the phone. So I'll do that one more time. I'm going to press the power button again to lock the phone.
Screen off, ringer 40%.
Okay, press the power button.
1:18 p.m. ringer 40%.
Finger down towards the bottom edge of the phone in the middle. Bring it up slowly.
Right for unlock, left for camera.
Okay, right for unlock, left for camera. Drag my finger across to the right.
Device unlocked, launcher.
Okay, and I've unlocked the phone. If I want to power down the phone, I'm actually going to hold the power button in for about 2 seconds. I'll do that now. 1, 2.
Alert phone options.
Okay, phone options. I'm going to tap my finger up to the top of the screen. Just bring it down on the left-hand side of the touch screen, slowly.
Phone options. Silent mode. Sound is on.
Okay, that's silent mode. It tells me that silent sound is currently on.
Airplane mode. Airplane mode is off.
Okay, airplane mode is currently off. Turn again.
Power off.
Okay, power off. And as you can tell, I'm getting haptic feedback as well. It's actually vibrating when I also hit the icon as well as it's speaking. Because the way the Explore by Touch works is that you have to actually take your finger off the screen and touch back down exactly in the spot that you've just heard it and or heard the vibration come through the phone as well. If you don't, the item won't activate. Okay, so I'm on power off, so I'm going to lift my finger up and tap on the same spot.
Alert, power off, your phone will shut down. Cancel, okay.
Okay, and so I've got a cancel and an okay button now to find on the screen. So this is around about two-thirds of the way now, and you can drag your finger around to find them. So I'm going to touch on the right-hand side.
Okay.
Okay, and by experience, I actually got straight to it. So I'm going to tap my finger up off the screen and touch down again on the same spot.
Alert, power off, shutting down.
Okay, and you just heard the phone vibrate again. So basically, if you want to turn on your phone, you hold the power button in for about 2 seconds until you hear it vibrate. Wait for about 10 to 15 seconds for the phone to start up. And of course, I've got Explore by Touch already running on mine. If you want to lock the phone screen, you can just press the power button on the right-hand side. That will lock the screen. To unlock the screen, you press the power button again. Take your finger down to the bottom of the screen, basically in the middle. Drag your finger up slowly until you hear the drag right to unlock, or left for camera. Drag your finger to the right and it will actually unlock the phone and put you in the main work or home screen. And then to power off the phone, again, hold the power button in for about 2 seconds. Drag your finger down the screen through all the options about silent mode, airplane mode, etc. until you get the power off. Lift your finger up, put it back down again in the same spot to activate the selection. And then you find the OK button again by either dragging your finger around the screen until you hear it say OK. Or like I did, I went about two-thirds of the way down on the right-hand side and just touched directly on the OK button, lifted my finger off the screen, back down again to the OK button and activated it, turned it off, and you heard the vibration sound again when the phone got turned off. If you've got any other questions about ice cream sandwich accessibility on the Samsung Galaxy Nexus or ice cream sandwich in general, you can contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.